It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, California, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sacramento River Cats in the opening game of a six-game series. Well, this ball game between a couple of teams that both MLB trade deadline, at least their organizations were, the San Francisco Giants, definitely made some changes to the Sacramento roster over the course of the last 48 hours, and the Mariners with the Rainiers. And we'll get you caught up on all of the latest transactions for Tacoma, let you know who's here and who's not here. But ultimately, the Rainiers did not have any huge changes today, although we do have quite a few nonetheless. But some of them, players coming in, some players moving out, but the core of the team remains intact. And this team just won 4 out of 6 against a very good El Paso squad at Cheney Stadium, with the series ending on Sunday. And Tacoma looking to keep it going on the road here in Sacramento. On the mound for the Rainiers today, left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield is 3-5 with a 6.85 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Tristan Beck. Beck 4-6 on the year with a 6.27 ERA. Sacramento is playing its first home game since prior to the All-Star break. They had a 9-game road trip coming out of the break. It did not go well for the River Cats. They lost 7 of the 9 games, all out in Texas. In that part of the country anyway, Oklahoma City and then Round Rock, Texas. So 3 games in Oklahoma City, 6 in Round Rock. The River Cats are happy to be home. The Rainiers on the road for this week, but we'll be right back home for a 2-week road trip that starts next Tuesday. We'll try to get through the transactions in our next segment if we have enough time. The Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local... Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you, with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Tacoma Rainiers taking on Sacramento tonight. It's Sacramento, 99 degrees right now as these two teams get ready to start this game. All right, we're going to do a super fast, rapid roster rundown for the Rainiers. We'll get into it in more depth during the broadcast of the game, but here's the quick version. The Rainiers have added 4 players today. Brennan Bernardino optioned down from the big leagues. Marcus Wilson outrighted to Tacoma. He cleared waivers. He's back with the squad today. That's big for the Rainiers. There was concern he might get claimed off waivers. Josh Morgan was activated from the injured list. He's been out since April with a broken foot. He's now on the Rainiers roster once again. They signed Jonathan Villar, Major League veteran. Villar is going to be joining the team shortly. He is not in the lineup today, but we expect to see him very soon. And Michael Stripler was promoted from Double-A, first player promoted from Double-A to Triple-A by the Mariners this year. And then they promptly traded him. He got traded to the Giants today in a deal that's going to bring the Red Ears some rehabbers in Kurt Casale and Matthew Boyd, neither of whom. Out of the picture, Alex Blandino was released from his contract. Danny Young designated for assignment. He's on waivers right now. We'll wait and see what happens with him. And Anthony Misevich was traded to the Kansas City Royals for future considerations. That's it. Hope you remembered them all. We'll get to it more later. Let's get to the starting lineups in tonight's game with the Tacoma Rainiers. Pre-game show continues right after this.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 43 wins and 55 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing left field, the rehabbing Taylor Trammell. Batting second, also on a rehab assignment, right fielder Mitch Haniger. Hitting third is designated in the cleanup spot, the catcher Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth is third baseman Eric Mejia. Batting sixth, the first baseman Kevin Padlow. Hitting seventh is center fielder Forrest Wall. Batting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth and playing second base is Drew Ellis. On the mound for the Red Ears, Justice Sheffield. Sheffield is 3-5 with a 6.85 ERA. The Sacramento River Cats are the San Francisco Giants AAA club. They have a record of 42 wins and 57 losses on the year. They are managed by former Rainier skipper Dave Brundage. Leading off for Sacramento, the rehabbing San Francisco Giants all-star shortstop Brandon Crawford. Batting second and playing left field is Bryce Johnson. Hitting third is the first baseman Jason Krizan. Batting cleanup, former Rainier Andrew Knapp. He does the catching. Hitting fifth and playing right field is Austin Dean. Isan Diaz hits sixth. He is at second base. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Kai Tom. Hitting eighth, third baseman Wyatt Matheson. And batting ninth, center fielder Shane Matheny. On the mound, Tristan Beck. Beck's 4-6 with a 6.27 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling balls and strikes is Austin Jones. At first base, the crew chief, Jose Navas. And over at third, it's Taka Matsuda. Tacoma and Sacramento in the opening game of a 6-game series. That'll do it. For our pregame show, we'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grip of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're getting close to the start of this one, the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats here at Sutter Health Park, formerly known as Raley Field. Ballpark built when Sacramento moved from Vancouver, the franchise moved from Vancouver, BC down here in the year 2000. And Sacramento has been in the Pacific Coast League ever since. Well, their starting pitcher, Tristan Beck, has finished his warm-ups, and Taylor Trammell heads to the batter's box to get this thing started, his second rehab game. He reached base three times on Sunday in his first game. And the pitch to him from Beck is swung on and fouled away, and we are underway. Trammell currently on the Mariners' injury. Suffered June 28th against the Orioles. 0-1 pitch to Trammell from Beck is taken inside for a ball. 1-1. The Red Ears with the two rehabbers at the top of the lineup in Trammell and Haniger. Both, I think, are probably pretty close to rejoining the M's. As here's a swing and a miss by Trammell. Might just be a few more days. We'll have to wait and see. So Trammell behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. Red Ears wearing their navy blue jerseys today with gray pants. It's now the 1-2 to Trammell as a swing and a foul tip at the plate. River Cats are wearing their home whites with the red hats and red numeral on the back, red trim. Tristan Beck making his 15th start for the River Cats. He has pitched well against Tacoma this year. As now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got Trammell swinging. And there's the first out of the ball game. Taylor Trammell strikes out. Curveball from Beck. So one down, and now Mitch Haniger is the batter. Haniger in his sixth game of his rehab assignment for Tacoma. He's hit two homers in 14 at-bats with four hits total. And he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. 95 miles per hour on the gun on that fastball from Tristan Beck, who's making his fourth start of the year against Tacoma. And in 17 innings against the Red Ears, he's allowed only four runs. Here's a swing and a foul out of play on the first base side. 0-2 the count. Very hot here in Sacramento today. A little breeze blowing out towards center field, but this is traditionally a pitcher's park by Pacific Coast League standards. Now the next pitch to Haniger is outside. Now back into his motion. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it swung on and lined up the middle. And on one hop, it's flagged down by the shifted second baseman, Isan Diaz, and he throws out Haniger at first. Two away in the top of the first inning. Pretty sharply hit ball off the bat of Haniger, but a one-hopper right to the second baseman. So now Zach Greene will be the batter. He returned to the Red Ears lineup on Sunday after missing five games with a finger injury and immediately contributed with a couple of hits, a homer, a walk, and three runs scored. And he takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Green hitting 234 on the year with 14 home runs. And he watches one outside. Two balls, no strikes. Tristan Beck out of Stanford University, drafted by Atlanta in 2018, a fourth rounder, got traded to the Giants organization. His pitch to Zach Green is hit sky high to shallow right center, and the right fielder is called off by the center fielder, Matheny, who had some trouble seeing it at first but recovered and made the catch. The right fielder, Dean, had moved over in case Matheny continued to have trouble finding the ball, but he eventually did, and he gloved it for the final out of the inning. Right, here's go in order at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma nothing. Sacramento coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Right, here's go in order at the top of the first inning, and now Sacramento comes to the plate in a big ovation for the very popular San Francisco Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford, who is here on a rehab assignment tonight and also for tomorrow's day game for Sacramento. Crawford has been out with a knee problem, and he has been out for a while. He's a left-hand hitter, and he takes the first pitch from Justice Sheffield over for a called strike, 0-1. Crawford was injured in a home plate collision against the Braves on June 21st. He sprays one foul. He tried to come back and came back too early, re-aggravated it, and he's been on the Giants IL for a second stint since July 15th. Crawford looks out towards Sheff's side for a ball. Sheffield making his 15th start for Tacoma, 3-5 with a 6.85 ERA. 60 strikeouts in 64 and a third innings with 23 walks. Here's the 1-2 to Crawford outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul back.
Everybody clap your hands.
Still two balls, two strikes. Now Sheffield into his motion. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now this one is up and away, ball four. Sheffield loses Crawford after getting ahead of the count 0-2. Next four pitches all missed. Bryce Johnson now the batter. Switch hitter, he bats right-handed, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Johnson hitting .283 for the River Cats, 5 homers, .354 OBP. And now Sheffield with a 1-0 pitch, and it's lined towards right, going back. Haniger is there, battling the sun, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Right field to Sunfield right now at Sutter Health Park, and Haniger had to battle it there. Haniger has shown no rust on defense at all during this rehab assignment. He's made a couple of nice plays, and he's made some difficult plays look routine. Here's Jason Krizan, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Krizan batting .281, 6 homers, .329 on base percentage. Left versus left here for Sheffield. 0-1 pitch to Krizan is a check swing foul. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is grounded to third, fielded by Mejia. Goes to second for one, and on to first. There's two. McCoy, the shortstop, handling the pivot at second base with the shift on. Krizan grounds into a 5-6-3 double play, and just like that, Sacramento is done in the bottom of the first. A scoreless inning for Sheffield. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of... You'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Neither team scored in the first inning. We go to the second here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, California, capital of the state. This ballpark located maybe a mile from the state capitol building. Here's Brian O'Keefe to lead things off for the Red Ears against the right-hander Tristan Beck. And the pitch is over for a called strike. First pitch fastball at 93 on the gun. 0-1 the count to O'Keefe. Hitting .265 with 11 homers and .849 OPS. 0-1 to O'Keefe is called a strike, 0-2. Another fastball from Beck. And this pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and bounced slowly left side, and that's going to be fielded by the charging third baseman, Matheson. His throw to first is not in time, and O'Keefe is aboard with an infield single to get the Red Ears started in the top of the second inning. A man is on. And that will bring Eric Mejia to the plate. He a switch hitter, will bat left-handed. And Beck with his pitch. And this is taken for a ball. So, one another count. Next pitch on its way. And it swung on and hit well towards left, but in the ballpark, Bryce Johnson is there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the second inning. So Mejia flies out to left field, and now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Padlo, one of a couple of players in this series who has played for both teams this year. Padlo hitting .214 for Tacoma in 36 games with three homers. Pitch from Beck is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Rainiers also have reliever Taylor Williams, who's been with both teams this year. Sacramento has Donovan Walton, but he's not with them right now. He's away from the team. Here's a swing and a hot shot to short, fielded by Crawford. He goes to second for one. On to first, there's two. Kevin Padlo grounds into a routine double play. Hard grounder right to the four-time Gold Glove winner, Brandon Crawford, who started a 6-4-3 double play. No runs out of hit, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless. And Justice Sheffield on the hill for the Red Ears today. Faced the minimum three hitters in the first inning. Despite walking the leadoff man, a double play ball took care of that little problem. So the cleanup hitter will lead things off here in the second. It's one of the guys who's played for both of these teams this year, Andrew Knapp, the catcher, who spent... just about a month with the Red Ears. Switch hitter, he bats right-handed, and the pitch from Sheffield is in there for a strike. Knapp joined Sacramento at the All-Star break, and he's been on a tear since joining them. So here's one outside for a ball. Knapp has homered in four straight games for Sacramento. He was just named the Pacific Coast League Player of the Week. Tied for a ball, 2-1. And he's hit safely in all seven games he's played in since joining the River Cats. He hit .198 for the Rainiers. He's hitting .407 for Sacramento. Here's one inside for a ball, 3-1. This is he was with Tacoma. He got called up by the Mariners, spent maybe a week in the big leagues, and then was designated for assignment, and he elected free agency. So here's a pitch for a strike to Knapp. Signed a minor league deal with the Giants, and this is like home for him. He's from Granite Bay, California, which is a suburb of Sacramento. 3-2 pitch from Sheffield to Knapp is hit sharply to short, flagged down by McCoy, and he has plenty of time to set himself and throw out Knapp at first base, and one man is gone at the bottom of the second inning. So Andrew Knapp grounds out sharply to the shortstop, and now Austin Dean will be the hitter. Dean hitting 259 for Sacramento, 11 homers, 791 OPS. Right-hand batter, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Dean had an 11-game hitting streak end in Sacramento's last game, which was on Sunday at Round Rock. He went 0 for 3 there. Now he crushes one towards left center. This is deep on the runner's wall. Look it up, but it is gone. Austin Dean launches one to left center field, his 12th home run of the year, and the Rivercats are first ones on the scoreboard tonight. They lead 1-0. There was no doubt about that one. So Dean circles the bases. 436 feet, the estimated distance on that. Came off a Sheffield fastball. Left-handed hitter. And he takes ball one. Diaz hitting 273 with 20 homers and a 964 OPS. Now a swing and a foul back by Diaz. And the count is even 1-1. And the 1-1. Outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a foul back to the screen. 2-2. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Sheffield fans, Isan Diaz got him with his slider. And that's Justice's first strikeout of the evening. And now Ka'ai Tom will be the bat. Another left-handed hitter for Sheffield to work on. Sheffield in his last start went 5 innings against El Paso, allowed 3 runs, got no decision. That was the 12-inning game against El Paso that the Rainiers lost in the 12th. So here's one outside for a ball. Sheffield's had good results against Sacramento this year, although he has not faced them since May. There's a breaking ball over for a strike to Tom. But he made 2 starts here in May and combined pitched 9 innings and allowed 3 runs. Now a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. 1-2. Now the next pitch is up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now a check swing. Did he go? Doesn't matter. It's called strike three anyway. And down goes Tom, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. But Sacramento's on the board on the Austin Dean homer. 1 run on 1 hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the third. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare.
Well, it's 1-0. Rivercats with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the third inning of play here at Sutter Health Park. Opener of a six-game series, and quick turnaround after this one. A day game tomorrow at 12:05 p.m. Here's Forrest Wall leading off the third, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Wall hitting .240, .317 on base percentage, third in the league in stolen bases. Now a pitch is bounced to the right side and over to try to field it is Crawford. He cannot. Wall is aboard, and he is going to get a base hit. And now the ball gets thrown back to the pitcher, and it gets loose, and Wall takes second base. My goodness. A little sloppy defense there from the Rivercats. Forrest Wall will be credited with an infield single, I believe, and then it will take second on an error, and I did not see who threw it away as I started writing the hit in my scorebook, and I missed it. All of a sudden, I looked up, and the pitcher was running after the ball by the third base dugout, and Wall was on second. So Tekelba with a runner at second base. And now here's Mason McCoy. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. McCoy, the Red Ears shortstop, hitting .236 with 9 homers. And the pitch misses for a ball. McCoy, and it is swung on and driven towards center on a line, but there's Shane Matheny to make the catch. Wall tags at second, goes to third. Good throw, but he's in there safely. So McCoy lines out, but he moves up the runner. Scoring on the previous play, infield single for Forrest Wall, and it was the four-time Gold Glover Brandon Crawford who gets charged with the error as his throw back to the pitcher got loose. So a runner at third with one out. That's the tying runner. Drew Ellis now the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Infield drawn partway in. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Ellis is behind the count. RBI opportunity here for Ellis, but behind the count, no balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 on its way. And it is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. And the next pitch to Ellis. A check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. One ball, two strikes. And here comes Beck with the 1-2, and it is a check swing again, and he held up in time. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next offering on its way from Beck. Swung on, grounded to second, breaking home his wall. Diaz fields it, throws home, too late, but then the catcher throws to first, and they get Ellis for the out. The run scores, though, and we are tied up 1-1. Ellis hit a hard shot to the second baseman, Isan Diaz, but Wall was going on contact, just trusting his pure speed. And Isan Diaz's throw home was not right on the bunny. It was kind of up the first base line a little bit. So Knapp, the catcher, could not make a tag on Wall. So Knapp just stepped out, received the throw, and threw to first. And they got Drew Ellis out. And now the first pitch to Taylor Trammell misses for a ball, 1-0. So you score that play, just a simple ground out for Ellis, 4-2-3. And he gets the RBI. Now the 1-0 to Trammell is taken for a strike, 1-1. Shift is on, three infielders on the right side. Trammell swings and fouls one away. And the count goes to 1-2. One-two delivery, swing and a miss, strike three, and Trammell goes down swinging for the second time today. But the Red Ears score a run on one hit. There was an error, and no one left on. Sacramento 1, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
1-1 tie ball game. Tacoma and Sacramento all even. We go to the bottom of the third. Justice Sheffield will face Wyatt Matheson, Shane Matheny, and Brandon Crawford. Matheson stands in, a former Rainier from last year for a spell, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Matheson playing in just his 37th game of the year today. He's been out a lot with an injury this season. And he takes down and in for a number 99 for the Red Ears. For Sacramento, it's number 100. The Red Ears have one makeup rainout still on the schedule. Now the 2-0 to Matheson is cranked to left field. Back is Trammell. It's over his head. It's going to go to the fence. Trammell runs it down. Matheson's digging for second, and he's in there with a stand-up double. So that ball was hit on a rope over the head of Taylor Trammell. Matheson has the Rivercats' second hit of the night. Fifth double for Matheson this season. Now Shane Matheny is the hitter. Just his third AAA game today. Was recently promoted from the Giants AA team, which is in Richmond, Virginia. Corner infielder is drawn in. Sheffield's pitch is swung on, grounded to first, and it's fielded by Padlow. He takes it to the bag for the out, but the runner moves up. Matheson takes third. And there's now one out and a runner at third for Brandon Crawford, who walked earlier. Crawford charged with an error in the top of this inning that allowed an unearned run to score. Infield drawn in all the way around. Sheffield comes set and his pitch to Crawford is swung on and fouled back. This year with the Giants in 72 games, Crawford hitting just .215 with five homers. OPS around .600. Last year, he was a huge offensive threat for the Giants. Had, I guess, the best year of his career offensively last year as he takes one low and away for a ball. Hit .298, had a career-high 24 homers and a career-best 90 runs batted in. His OPS was .895. That was a as he takes one down low for a ball. Two and one, the count to Crawford. Sheffield ready. And the lefty's pitch is a fastball in on the hands of Crawford, and it's ball three, 3-1. Brandon Crawford playing his first ever game for Sacramento today. Played for Fresno in this league, though, so the 3-1 pitch is bounced foul. And for a while, Fresno was in the Pacific Coast League and the San Francisco Giants affiliate, and Crawford played for them on his way up to the big leagues in 2011. Only 29 games for Fresno, though. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch bounced towards second, fielded by Ellis, freezes the runner at third, and throws out Crawford at first. And there's the second out of the inning, and a big one there for the Red Ears with that runner at third base. So two down, and now Bryce Johnson will be the batter. He lined out to right field earlier and is 0-1. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 down low. Two balls, no strikes. Now Sheffield ready. Here comes his 1-1 pitch. And it's up high off the mitt of O'Keefe, but it only rolls a couple of feet away, and he's able to corral it without Matheson trying to score. Count goes to 2-1. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it's a breaking ball high. 3-1. And now the catcher O'Keefe goes out to talk to Sheffield for a moment. Krizan is on deck. He's a left-hand hitter. Sheffield would have the platoon advantage on him, although Krizan is a tough hitter. Krizan's the number three guy in the Sacramento lineup. He's hitting 343 since June 1st. So I think they're still going to come after Johnson here with a count at 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Matheson at third with two outs. And the pitch to Bryce Johnson is a called strike. And the count goes full, 3-2. Now here comes the payoff on its way to Johnson. And it is swung on and fouled off. Out of play, first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Bryce Johnson. And just as Sheffield did a great job battling back after being behind in the count. And he strikes out Johnson and strands that runner at third base after a leadoff double in the inning. No runs on a hit and one left. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
Getting stranded with a bad battery, our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Boot Barn, we believe in heritage, tenacity, and the cowboy way of life. Since 1947, the working cowboy has relied on Wrangler, a heritage brand that's drawn inspiration from the trailblazers of the West, crafting dependable denim for rodeo athletes to ranchers. Starting with their cowboy cut jeans, first developed in the 40s, Wrangler creates iconic American denim. For 75 years of the cowboy spirit, Wrangler at Boot Barn.
We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1. Mitch Haniger to lead things off for the Red Ears against the right-hander Tristan Beck. Haniger grounded out to the second baseman his first time up tonight. He's 0-1. And the pitch is swung on now. And sounded like Haniger might have cracked his bat, but no, he did not. Just strike one. Haniger back in there now. He's been out since April 29th with a high ankle sprain. Mariners look forward to getting his bat back in the lineup for the stretch run this year. 0-1 pitch to Haniger is blasted towards center, going back Matheny, but he's going to get there, and he catches this line drive for the first out in the top of the fourth inning. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Green flied out his first time up. He's 0-1. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Red Ears and River Cats, well, everybody off yesterday, everyone in the Pacific Coast League anyway. Here's one outside for a bowl. Red Ears were winners against El Paso on Sunday, 8-3. Haniger with a three-run homer in that game. As Green now launches one to left center field, but this is in the ballpark. Right at the edge of the warning track, Matheny makes the catch in left center. That's the second out of the inning, and somebody needs to tell Matheny that because he started running in towards the dugout with a baseball in his hand. And his left fielder, Bryce Johnson, said, Shane, it's only two outs. Here's Brian O'Keefe. He reached down an infield single earlier. Pitch from Beck is lined towards Matheny, and he has another catch ranging back to glove it, and Matheny catches all three fly ball outs here at the top of the fourth inning, and some well struck within the range of the center fielder, who didn't really have to exert himself all that much. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Sacramento all tied up, 1-1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, 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 hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
1-1 tie, Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sutter Health Park. Justice Sheffield on the mound. Today's allowed two hits through three innings, including a homer to Austin Dean, who is due up third this inning. Jason Krizan is first up. He grounded into a double play earlier and is 0 for 1. Left-hand hitter. Sheffield into his motion in the pitch. Is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now Sheffield rocks and fires, and this one is just outside for a ball, 2-0. Sacramento's last game was on Sunday. They were at Round Rock. They lost 9-4 to Sheffield's 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. In that game, Round Rock pitchers struck out 17 Sacramento hitters. Sheffield already with three strikeouts tonight. Now a swing and a miss, strike two to Krizan. Cole Wynn started for Round Rock on Sunday. He punched out nine over five shutout innings of one-hit ball. Sam Huff hit a two-run homer. He's got 15 for Round Rock, despite not spending a lot of time there. As there's a ball pulled into right softly, and it's going to drop for a hit tight to the line, and Krizan's going to end up at second base with a leadoff double. Jason Krizan with his 21st double of the season. And that gets the River Cats started in the bottom of the fourth inning. Andrew Knapp will be next. Saw that Round Rock is starting the longtime major leaguer, Dallas Keuchel, at Sugar Land tonight. And now the pitch is inside to Knapp. There's ball one. Next pitch on its way. And it is outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. So Sheffield behind in the count here to Knapp. He looks the runner back to second, and now Knapp steps out of the batter's box. Now we're ready. Here's the 2-0 pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. The West Division leaders both locked at home to Salt Lake, 6-4, as Chad Wallach belted a three-run homer for the Salt Lake Bees. So here's a swing and a hot shot to third off the glove of Mejia, and it goes into left field. Advancing to third is Krizan, and Knapp is aboard at first, and runners are at the quarters. For Austin Dean, nobody out. Dean homered to left center field, a long one in the second inning, 436 feet. Now Sheffield with the pitch to Dean, and it is a breaking ball high. Right here's keeping the infield back. Double play depth up the middle. Padlo holding the runner out at first base. Next pitch. Called a strike. 1-1 the count. Now Sheffield with an off-speed pitch called a strike, a change, and the count goes to 1-2. Las Vegas still 2.5 games behind Reno. They lost at Albuquerque on Sunday night, 6-5. Sheffield's next pitch, broken bat, liner caught by the pitcher, throw to first, double off the runner, a double play as the barrel of the bat snapped off and went flying. Sheffield caught the liner to retire the batter and then threw to first base to double off Knapp. And holding at third all that time is Krizan. So a 1-3. Two outs and a runner at third for Isan Diaz. And Sheffield's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Rainier's shift Diaz with three infielders on the right side and only Mejia on the left side of the diamond. They did give Knapp credit for a base hit on that ball. He hit past Mejia. Thought they might give an error there, but they did not. As here's a strike to Diaz, the official scorer ruling it a base hit for Knapp. He got doubled off anyway. So runner at third with two outs, one ball, one strike, the count. And the pitch to Diaz is a breaking ball over for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So Sheffield ahead in the count. His last two innings, he's been pitching the whole time with the runner in scoring position. He got out of it in the third. He's trying to do it again in the fourth. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Isan Diaz, and it is a fastball high. Two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2 from Sheffield. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Diaz, and Sheffield escapes again. No runs on two hits. There were no errors, and one runner left stranded at third base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On we go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Sacramento all tied up 1-1. Eric Mejia, Kevin Padlo, and Forrest Wall to bat in the top of the fifth inning against the right-hander Tristan Beck. Mejia flied out to left field earlier. He's 0-for-1, and the pitch is breaking ball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. We're going to recap the Raiders roster activity from the last 48 hours because there was a lot of it. Sears went up high for a ball. The trade deadline didn't really affect the Raiders at all in terms of players getting traded, but it did in terms of the Mariners creating 40-man roster spots for new acquisitions. Sears went up high for a ball to Mejia. Player. Another guy who's been on the injured list for a long time was activated. Let's get all caught up as Mejia fouls one out. First off, the left-hand reliever, Brennan Bernardino, who made his major league debut on Sunday against the Astros. He was optioned back to Tacoma, so Bernardino will be rejoining the Rainiers. He remains on the Mariners' 40-man roster. So now the 2-2 pitch is yanked foul, first base side. Marcus Wilson, the outfielder, was recently designated for assignment when they needed a 40-man roster spot a couple days ago. He has cleared waivers and been outrighted to Tacoma. So he's back with the Raiders. He's in the dugout right now. Not in the starting lineup today. Might be in there tomorrow. So that's good news for Tacoma to get him back. So now the 2-2 is fouled back by Mejia, who's hanging in there. Still two balls, two strikes. The injured player off the IL, a formerly injured player, is Josh Morgan, the catcher. You may not remember him. Sears one down low for a ball because he got injured very early in the season. Morgan played in just six games for Tacoma and fractured his foot and has been out ever since until today. Mejia hits a grounder to second. It's fielded by Isan Diaz, and he throws out Mejia at first base. One out at the top of the fifth inning, and now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Morgan played a few rehab games in the Arizona Complex League and with Everett and rejoined the Rainiers today. If you attended the Rainiers season opener at Cheney Stadium, Josh Morgan homered in that game. Here's one low and away to Padlo. Ball one. So Morgan's back, and the Rainiers now have three catchers. Although Morgan also plays infield. 1-0 pitch to Padlo is hit in the air to shallow right. This might drop in. Long run coming in. The right catch for the second out of the inning. He did not pursue that ball in a straight path, a circular route, but Dean got there and made the catch. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall singled and scored in the third inning. And the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Mariners have signed the longtime Major League veteran Jonathan Villar to a minor league deal, and he's going to join the Rainiers. Here's a swing and a miss by Wall. He may even be here now, although he was not on manager Tim Fedorovich's lineup card for today's game, so he's not going to play today. Here's a swing and a foul by Wall. But VR, guy who can play the infield and the outfield, a speedster back in the day, not quite as quick as he once was, but still runs well. Pitch up and in for a ball now to Wall. VR hasn't played in the minors in several seasons, but this year in the big leagues has been with both the Angels and the Cubs. Mariners are going to take a look, so he'll be getting some playing time for the Rainiers. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Forrest Wall. And that is strikeout number three for Beck. And he has retired nine straight batters since Wall singled in the third. Three up, three down at the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom. It's still Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers and River Cats all even 1-1 on the scoreboard as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Sutter Health Park. Opening game of a six-game series and a six-game road trip. Rainiers are going to be back home a week from today to take on someone. Who's coming in first? Vegas, that's right. Vegas and then Albuquerque. It's actually the Rainiers' longest homestand of the year, the 12-gamer coming. It's 13 games because there's a makeup doubleheader with Vegas. So now here's the first pitch to Kai Tom, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. The makeup doubleheader is Saturday, August 13th. Early season rainout being made up. Here's one outside for a ball to Tom. And your schedule says that game starts at 7:05, but it's actually going to be two games starting at 5:05 on August 13th. So here's one down low for a ball. Two seven-inning games. One ticket gets you into both. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Are now two balls, two strikes. So we told you about four players with the Rainiers now that were not with the Rainiers 2 days ago. So now the 2-2 is fouled off. To recap, it's lefty Brennan Bernardino, outfielder Marcus Wilson, catcher Josh Morgan, and infielder Jonathan Villar. There are three players no longer with the club. Now the 2-2 is high, ball three. Alex Blandino, the infielder, was released prior to this road trip. So now the 3-2 to Tom is swung on and popped up on the left side, playable for Mejia or McCoy, and McCoy makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Wyatt Matheson will be next. Left-hand reliever Anthony Misevich was traded to the Kansas City Royals for future considerations. And then Danny Young was designated for assignment. I was surprised by that. So here's one outside for a ball. Young has been absolutely dealing for Tacoma for an extended period of time. He's allowed just one earned run in his last 14 appearances. Sears one in there for a strike to Matheson. But the Mariners need 40-man roster spots for all the players that they have acquired to help the big league team. And they cleared him by taking guys off the roster who are in AAA. Here's one that just misses to Matheson. 2-1 now. So we'll wait and see if Young clears waivers or not. 2-1 pitch, pulled foul, third base side, 2-2. I suspect Young will get claimed by somebody else who will keep them on the Major League 40-man roster. Next pitch misses and the count goes full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now this one is a called strike three. Down goes Matheson, and Sheffield has his 5th strikeout of the night. 2 away. And now Shane Matheny is the batter. Pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. This one is in there for a called strike. Sheffield trying to work a 3-up, 3-down inning. He's ahead in the count. The 0-2 pitch to Matheny is a called strike three. Got him looking at a fastball. 3-up, 3-down in the bottom of the 5th. Couple of strikeouts for Justice Sheffield. We go to the 6th inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Activa de Crédito Comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en besu.org/careers.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One-one tie game here. We go to the 6th inning of play in Sacramento. And a new shortstop for the Rivercats. We were told before the game Brandon Crawford was going to play 5 innings at shortstop on his rehab assignment, and that's exactly what happened. He has been replaced at shortstop by Archimedes Gamboa. So Gamboa in, and he'll bat at the number one spot in the order for Sacramento. Leading off for the Red Ears in the sixth is Tacoma's shortstop, Mason McCoy. And Tristan Beck, who is tossing a gem so far for Sacramento with a pitch, and it's yanked to third on one hop, fielded by Matheson. And he throws out McCoy at first base. One pitch, one out. That's the 10th in a row set down by Beck, who has not walked anybody. And the only two hits he has allowed have come on infield singles. Now the batter is Drew Ellis, who drove in the only Rainiers run of the game with a ground out that scored Forrest Wall from third base. Oh. Next pitch is outside for a ball. A little bit of a surprise, some bullpen activity for the Red Ears. Phillips Valdez is warming up. Sheffield has been pretty solid so far today, but he might be done after five. We'll see. Next pitch over for a strike to Ellis. Count goes to 2-1. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes to Ellis. And the pitch is swung on and lined foul down the third baseline. Still 2-2. Now the pitch swung on and cranked foul down the third baseline. Now here comes the 2-2. No time called. Ellis inspecting his bat. He decides it's okay. And is back in the batter's box. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field. And going back on the ball is Dean. Still back. It's over his head. And it bounces on the warning track. It goes over the fence. That's an automatic double for Drew Ellis. And the Red Ears have their first hit since the third inning. That ends a string of 10 straight batters retired by Beck. Austin comfortable going back on that fly ball. And it went over his head and bounced over the fence. So the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with one out, and the lineup turns over. Taylor Trammell is up now, and Mitch Haniger moves into the on-deck circle. Trip to the mound by the catcher, Andrew Knapp, to talk to Beck. Now Beck's ready. Here's his pitch to Trammell, and it swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Trammell has struck out in both of his plate appearances today. Now this next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 on its way. And the pitch to Trammell is high for a ball, 2-1. Trammell this year in the big leagues with the Mariners, much more successful at the plate than he was last year as a true rookie. Hitting 235, 780 OPS for Seattle. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Been in 32 major league games this year, 81 at bats. So now Trammell calls time and steps out. And the pitch. Off speed pitch down and in, ball three. So full count, 3-2. Now Beck's ready. And the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And Trammell has struck out for his third time today. Beck with four strikeouts this evening. Three times he's spanned Trammell, and the rest of the Rainiers lineup has struck out just once. Well, Mitch Haniger will now hit with two outs and a runner at second. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Haniger helped out the Red Ears in a big way on Sunday. With a go-ahead three-run homer that ended up being the game winner, although it was early in the game. 1-0 pitch is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So Haniger out ahead of the count. Now the 2-0 on its way. And it is outside, ball three. First base is open, it's 3-0. We'll see if they give Haniger a pitch to hit here or not. I'm guessing no. Although Dave Brundage, the Rivercats manager, not indicating they're going to walk him or anything, not intentionally. 3-0 pitch, swing and a foul at the plate. 3-1, he did get a pitch to swing at. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch to Haniger. Called a strike on the inside edge, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count, three balls, two strikes, two outs. Tristan Beck is set. Here's his payoff pitch, and it is swung on it. Grounded foul on the third base side. Still 3-2. Beck's thrown only 77 pitches tonight. There have not been many prolonged plate appearances like the one that Haniger is currently having. Now here comes the 3-2. And the pitch is up and in, a check swing. He did not go around. That's ball four. Haniger had to work for that walk, but he takes it. He jogs down to first base. There are two on with two out for Zach Green. Green. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is swung on it, and this is playable. The first baseman, Krizan, comes down the line, and he makes the catch in front of the Red Ears dugout. And that does it for Tacoma, the top of the sixth inning. A one-out double, but no runs on the one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1 is our score. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Justice Sheffield still on the mound, although Phillips Valdez is loosening up in the bullpen. Archimedes Gamboa is fouled at the plate. There's strike one. Gamboa replaced the rehabbing Brandon Crawford in the top of this inning at shortstop. This is his first plate appearance of the game. He's hitting 244 with four homers, 700 OPS, and he swings and misses. And that is strike two. Sheffield ahead of the count. And now the next pitch misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. New left fielder for the Red Ears, Taylor Trammell's rehab done for the day. Here's a one-hopper hit to the second baseman, Ellis. He fields it and throws out Gamboa at first base. One away in the bottom of the sixth. Six in a row set down by Sheffield, and now Bryce Johnson is the bat. So Taylor Trammell done playing. He played the outfield for the first time on his rehab assignment today. Done after five innings on defense, three at bats. So here's a bunt up the third baseline by Johnson, and it stays fair, and that's going to work for a base hit. Bunt single for Bryce Johnson, and he is aboard for Sacramento with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Jason Krizan will be the batter. Replacing Trammell in left field is Trey Ambergy. He bats in the number one spot in the Rainiers lineup. And the pitch misses for a ball to Krizan. Aiken for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch from Sheffield is a breaking ball for a strike, 2-1. One of the unique stories of the trade deadline involving the Rainiers surrounds a relief pitcher named Michael Striffler. So here's ball three to Krizan. Striffler has been playing in Double-A for 2 years in the Mariners system at Double-A Arkansas. Doesn't allow many runs down there, strikes out a ton of guys, but issues a lot of walks. And that's why he had not been promoted. But he finally got promoted yesterday to join the Rainiers. The 3-1 pitch is outside. Ball four. Chris Ann walks. Johnson takes second. Trouble brewing here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-on-1 out for Andrew Knapp. Knapp will bat right-handed against Sheffield. So Strippler, who had kind of cleaned up the walks recently at AA Arkansas, fewer walks. And the Mariners told him he's joining the Rainiers. Meet the team in Sacramento. Was supposed to be on the active roster for tonight's game. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. And Strippler, the first player, believe it or not, all season long, promoted from AA Arkansas to AAA Tacoma. Hadn't happened all year. And as soon as he got here, he got traded. They traded him to the Giants. So the 0-1 pitch is popped up, shallow right, tight to the line. Haniger is in. He's there. The inning, Knapp retired. Two away at the bottom of the sixth inning. Austin Dean now the batter. And if Tim Fedorovich is going to go to Phillips Valdez this inning, it's going to be right now with a right hand swinging Dean at the plate. Looks like they're going to leave Sheffield in, though. Strippler was traded with catcher Andy Thomas to the Giants for catcher Kurt Casale and left-hand veteran Matthew Boyd, both of whom are injured, by the way. Here's one high for a ball, 1-0. The Giants traded all kinds of guys who were on their injured list. But Casale's close. He's played in two rehab games for Sacramento, and I understand he's going to continue his rehab assignment with the Red Ears, perhaps as early as tomorrow, but maybe not until Thursday because tomorrow is the day game. So now the 1-0 is fouled off, 1-1. Casale out with an oblique strain. And Matthew Boyd, pitcher, is supposedly going to have a simulated game for Tacoma during this trip to Sacramento, and then we'll see what happens after that. 1-1 pitch to Dean is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. Jerry DePoto told the media the plan with Matthew Boyd was to get him healthy to a point where he could throw, you know, 65 pitches in an outing, and then he wants to use him as a multiple inning reliever out of the Mariners bullpen once he's back. It'll be interesting to see what they do because he would be a third catcher in the big leagues. Luis Torrens is out of options. Cal Raleigh's swinging the bat too well to get sent down. 1-2 pitch is inside and low. Two balls, two strikes to Dean. So two on, two out, two balls, two strikes, tie game, bottom of the sixth inning. Sheffield at 97 pitches on the night. The 2-2 pitch is coming to Austin Dean, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes, and that does it for Dean. Dean foul tipped it, but the catcher caught it. Dean is trying to claim that it hit the ground, and he's arguing with the plate umpire, Austin Jones. And now Dave Brundage is out of the dugout for Sacramento, walking out there. And the third base coach steers Dean away, and Brundage is going to get an explanation from the umpire. But Austin Dean is Sheffield's seventh strikeout victim of the night. And no run score for the River Cats at the bottom of the sixth inning. They had a hit, and they leave two stranded on base. We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are all tied up 1-1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the seventh inning, still tied up 1-1 here in Sacramento. Right here is with Brian O'Keefe, Eric Mejia, and Kevin Padlow due up this frame. And here's O'Keefe standing in, and the first pitch from Tristan Beck is swung on and sprayed foul, out of play on the first base side. There's strike one. Right here is with just 3 hits tonight. Scored an unearned run in the third. Forrest Wall's speed a big factor in that, as there's a strike to O'Keefe. Sacramento has 5 hits today. They got their run in the second inning on Austin Dean's homer. There's one outside now to O'Keefe. Beck just cruising along for the Rivercats, although the Red Ears did at least make him work a little bit in the sixth. 1-2 pitch to O'Keefe is smashed through the hole between short and third and into left field. There's a base hit, and Brian O'Keefe is 2-for-3 today. And that gets Tacoma started in the top of the seventh inning. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. Mejia. Switch hitter bats left, and Beck's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now here's the 0-1 on its way, and it is taken inside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mariners have won. They beat the Yankees 8-6 today. So now the pitch to Mejia is high for a ball. Mariners had home runs from Eugenio Suarez, Sam Haggerty, who had a pinch hit go-ahead home run, and Cal Raleigh. Now the 2-1 is bounced foul, 2-2. Haggerty's homer was a X-ray near on X-ray near crime. He hit it off Lucas Litke, former Rainier, now with the Yankees, and Litke ended up taking the loss. Now the 2-2 pitch bounced foul first base side, still 2-2. Andres Munoz nailed down a tough save for the M's, his second. Penn Murphy got the win out of the bullpen. Logan Gilbert allowed the 6 runs. Here's the 2-2 to Mejia. Low and away, ball 3. It's a big win for the Mariners. They just have 1 game left on this brutal road trip to Houston and New York. They're 2-4 on the trip. Now the pitch is fouled back by Mejia, who's given a battle. The M's, by the way, they've got Luis Castillo on the mound making his Mariners organization debut. We'll see how that goes. Face the Yankees in New York. Welcome to the squad. Mejia loops one into shallow left, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And taking second is O'Keefe. Eric Mejia with a soft single to left field. He'll take it. The Red Ears have something cooking here in the top of the seventh inning with back-to-back singles. Kevin Padlow coming up. Rivercats have bullpen activity going on for the first time tonight. Dave Brundage is on his way out to the mound. He might make the move right here. All the infielders congregating on the hill. And yeah, Brundy singles to the bullpen. He wants to bring in a fresh arm to face Padlow. So Beck is done. He really had a nice outing tonight. But he leaves with two on and nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Rainier's Mutaccini Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're at the top of the seventh inning here in Sacramento. The Tacoma Red Ears and the Sacramento Rivercats all tied up 1-1, but the Red Ears are trying to take the lead here. They've got a couple of men on base with nobody out and Kevin Padlow coming to the plate. Sacramento has gone to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Cody Carroll for his 25th appearance of the year. He's 2-0. With a 6.25 ERA and in 31 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 39 hits, has struck out 38 and walked 26. Padlow quiet tonight, 0-2, but a chance to do some damage right here. O'Keefe the runner at second, Mejia at first, nobody out. And Carroll's first pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Rivercats with the infield at double play depth, corner infielders back. Padlow swinging away in this instance. Now here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it is low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now this one, called a strike. 2-1 to Padlow, just watching that into the mitt of Andrew Knapp behind the plate. One pitch, swung on it, fouled back, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Carroll's got a pretty good fastball. He's been hitting 95, 96 on the gun. Now the 2-2 pitch is on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right center. Racing in is Austin Dean, and he slides and comes up with it. Nice catch in shallow right field by Austin Dean after a long run in. And that's the first out in the top of the seventh inning. So Padlo retired, and now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Dean slid low to the ground and gloved that ball. Then he threw to second to see about doubling off O'Keefe, but he had no chance there. So Forrest Wall now the batter. He's one for two with an infield single tonight. And the pitch from Carroll is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Here comes the 1-0 pitch on its way. And it bounces up to the plate and is blocked by the catcher, Knapp. And the count goes to 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Carroll ready. And the 2-0 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center. That'll send Matheny back, still back, and it's over his head, and it is gone. It just did clear the top of the fence. Forrest Warren to straightaway center field here in Sacramento. His fifth of the year, and the Rainiers take the lead. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. Forrest Wall with a three-run homer to center field. That ball carried out of here. Mason McCoy now the batter. And he fouls one off. Forrest Wall, speedy guy, not the guy you expect to hit a go-ahead three-run home run to straightaway center field in Sacramento, but it just happened. Ball wasn't hit that high in the air either. 403 feet to the center field fence here. As the pitch is low and away to McCoy, and the count's even, 1-1. And Matheny going back on it, the center fielder, who granted is new to the league. This is just his third game. But he seemed to think that he was going to be playing it off the fence. 1-1 pitch is bounced foul, third base side. 1-2 the count to McCoy. Now the next pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center into the alleyway. This is deep, and it is back, and it is going to take a bounce on the warning track and then go off the fence and corralled by Matheny, and McCoy stops at second base with a double. Right here's with a couple of long hits here against Cody Carroll. Mason McCoy with a double to left center, and now Drew Ellis will hit. Well, two of the three runs this inning get charged to the starter, Tristan Beck, who finishes with a line of six-plus innings pitched, two of which were earned. He walked one and struck out four. And the pitch to Drew Ellis is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Nice sunset developing here at Sacramento with some streaky orange clouds over the ballpark. So now the 0-1 is outside for a ball to Ellis. And the count's even, 1-1. Now a swing and a pop-up foul behind the plate and back his nap. But he does have room, and he makes the catch. And that is out number two. Drew Ellis fouls out to Knapp. And now Trey Ambergee will be the batter. Sad news to pass along, especially in the baseball world and the broadcasting world, but the Los Angeles Dodgers have just announced that Vin Scully has passed away at the age of 94. Maybe the greatest ever to do it. Trey Ambergee stands in. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Going one the count. Rainiers up 4-1 in the seventh inning. Runner at second with two outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And there's strike two. Offering down in the dirt. That gets away from base on the wild pitch is Mason McCoy. So he is now at third. One ball, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike three. Down goes Ambergee, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. Right here, snap the tie, though. They score three runs in the top of the seventh inning, and they do it on four hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Sacramento. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU.
Heard by NCUA.
It is 4-1 to Tacoma with the lead over Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Phillips Valdez is in for his second appearance with his new organization, the Mariners, who claimed him off waivers from the Boston Red Sox a few days ago. And here's his pitch to Eason Diaz, and it's taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Great start tonight for Justice Sheffield. He went six innings, allowed five hits and one run, walked one, struck out seven. And now here's a ball blasted down the right field line, and it is gone. A home run for Eason Diaz, and it's now Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. 21st homer of the year for Diaz as he just yanked it down the right field line. Second solo shot for the Rivercats tonight. They hit for more power than the Rainiers do, Sacramento. They have now hit 144 home runs this season. They ranked third in the league in that category. Makai Tom now the batter. And the pitch to the left-hand swinger is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and this one misses for a ball. 2-0. Now this one is fouled back. Two and one the count. And Valdez ready. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 2-2. Swing and a foul back. So two balls, two strikes. Phillips Valdez, slender right-hander from the Dominican Republic, from San Pedro de Macorís. Now with his pitch to Tom, and it swung out and fouled back to the screen again. Still two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is down and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now the 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Valdez gets him, and there's the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Valdez strikes out Ka'ai Tom. And now Wyatt Matheson. Well, today the trade deadline passed, and the Juan Soto deal happened. That was the big news on the trade front today. As the pitch now to Matheson's a swing and a foul back. Juan Soto, the young superstar, came up with the Washington Nationals, helped him win the World Series in 2019, and then traded today to the San Diego Padres, along with the Nats first baseman, Josh Bell, who's been having a good year. So here's a swing and a miss by Matheson, strike two. And the Padres basically gave up the farm system to get him. They traded pretty much all of their top prospects. All the ones I've heard of, anyway. Sears one inside for a ball. 2-2. They sent left-hander Mackenzie Gore, who reached the big leagues this year, along with shortstop C.J. Abrams, who also has reached the big leagues this year, mostly due to injury to Tatis, but still. Got up as here's one outside for a ball to Matheson. Robert Hassel, their first round pick in 2020 out of a high school, very young outfielder. They sent James Wood, a power hitting prospect who they drafted last year out of high school. As here's one down low to Matheson. Right-hander Harleen Susanna, who was the top international signee last summer. So the 3-2 pitch fouled at the plate, still 3-2. And they also tossed in the veteran, Luke Voit, because the Nats needed someone to play first base with Josh Bell in the deal. Just a huge load for the Nationals. It's so prospect heavy, though. You don't really know how those guys are going to pan out. Now the next pitch called, strike three. Down goes Matheson, and Valdez has another strikeout, the seventh. And now Shane Matheny will be the batter. Shane Matheny. 4-2 Tacoma, bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate there, strike one. Padres also picked up Brandon Drury from the Reds. Now the 0-1 grounded up the middle, and that's going to be stopped by McCoy, but he can't come up with it cleanly. And aboard at first with an infield single is Shane Matheny. So he's on with two outs, and now Sacramento has the tying run at the plate. Archimedes Gamboa is the batter. Valdez ready, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. So the Padres have Manny Machado, who's been playing through an injury recently. Maybe he'll be able to take some time off now from game to game. There's a swing and a miss by Gamboa, because they've got Juan Soto in the lineup now, and they're also getting Fernando Tatis off the injured list soon. He's close to returning. 1-1 pitch is hit in the air towards shallow center. Back is McCoy, in his wall. Wall calls for it, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. One run for Sacramento on the Diaz homer. There were two hits, no errors, one runner left. We go to the 8-2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the eighth inning of play here in Sacramento, California. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. New pitcher into the game for the River Cats, right-hander R.J. Dabovich. On in relief of Cody Carroll, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned, no walks, one strikeout. Rainiers will send Mitch Haniger to the plate, or are they going to? No, they are not. Haniger's done. His rehab is done today after seven is going to bat for him. So pinch hitting for Haniger is Heineman in the top of the eighth inning. Heineman had a big game on Sunday, helped the Red Ears win that one. He was 3 for 3 with two singles and a double, scored a run, drove in two. Boosted his average up to 202. His brief time with the Rainiers this year. And he settles into the batter's box now to face R.J. Dabovich, who is pitching against the Rainiers for his first time ever. And he fires, and this is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Dabovich, 23-year-old righty from Colorado out of Arizona State, who was the Giants' fourth-round draft pick in 2020. He's been developed strictly as a reliever. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-1. Dabovich in nine games for Sacramento has gone 2-0 with an ERA of 4, four earned runs in nine innings pitched with nine strikeouts and a dozen walks. And this one is inside, two balls, one strike. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it is low ball three. Three balls, one strike. And now a swing and a foul back. Now the payoff again to Scott Heineman. Swung on and bounced foul. Still three balls, two strikes. Now, once again, the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate, and it remains three balls, two strikes. Now, the 3-2 is coming, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Heineman goes down swinging, one away in the eighth. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Now the pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Green. Dabovich now with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There is strike two. Now the 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Zach Green. R.J. Dabovich to begin the eighth inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a run scored. First pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. Now this one is outside for a ball. Right here's took the lead on the three-run homer by Forrest Wall last inning. Had a strong start from Justice Sheffield. The 1-1 is a swing and a foul back. Rainier's trying to win the series opener here in Sacramento with the day game on tap tomorrow at 12.05 p.m. Now here's the 1-2 on its way to Brian O'Keefe, and it bounces up to the plate. That's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and skied on the left side, and Matheson in foul ground has room, and the third baseman makes the catch. O'Keefe is retired, and so are the Rainiers at the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about Union? You help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Right here is leading Sacramento 4-2. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Sutter Health Park. Right here is bringing their second reliever of the night. Fernando Abad is in from the bullpen. He'll face Bryce Johnson, Jason Krizan, and Andrew Knapp here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He's on in relief of Phillips Valdez, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one run. No walks, two strikeouts for Valdez. So Abad in from the bullpen. This is his 25th appearance. He's 0-1-26 in two-thirds innings. It's about 28 hits. He struck out 23 and walked four. Top two teams in the division are playing a series now. Reno in first place, leading Las Vegas by 2.5 games. They started a six-game series tonight in Vegas. Reno leads it 3-1 right now in the sixth inning. Keep you posted. We'll have all the PCL scores in our post-game show that we do after every broadcast. Here's Abad's pitch to Bryce Johnson, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is over for a strike, 0-2. Now here's one way outside. One ball, two strikes. And this pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Bonds' next pitch bounced foul, third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Now Bond ready. Here comes the 1-2 on its way to Bryce Johnson. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow. Back goes the second baseman, Ellis. And Ellis makes the running catch in shallow right field for the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nice play by Drew Ellis to record the first out. And now Jason Krizan is the hitter. Krizan 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Left-hand hitter for Abad to work on. And here's his pitch, and it is a fastball missing inside, ball one. Well, just an outpouring of emotion on social media about the passing of Vin Scully tonight. So here's one inside, ball two. 94 years old, 67 years behind the microphone for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers and then the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the 2-0 pitch is in for a strike, 2-1. And really the voice of the game for a long time. He had the World Series both on radio and TV for many years. So here's a bouncer to short. McCoy has it and throws out Krizan for the second out. Two away in the eighth. And so, he used to get Schmidt in the playoffs. But then towards the end of his career and in these last, 15 years, for the fence. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Now Austin Dean is the hitter. And the pitch is grounded towards third, and it's scooped up there by Mejia. Fires to first in the dirt, scooped by Padlo for the putout, and that does it for Dean, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We're going to the ninth. Still Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
On we go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. New pitcher into the game. It is left-hander Joey Marciano. Marciano on in relief of R.J. Dabovich, who worked a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts. Eric Mejia, Kevin Padlo, and Forrest Wall to bat for the Red Ears, who are hoping to add some insurance here in the top of the ninth. Joey Marciano, though, tough customer out of the Sacramento pen. This is his team-leading 39th appearance. He's 4-0 with six saves, 2.50 ERA in 39 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 32 hits, has struck out 43 and walked 19. He's pitched to Eric Mejia, who bats right-handed for the first time, and Mejia takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way from Marciano. And it's sprayed over first and into right field. A base hit. And Mejia is on to get things started in the top of the ninth inning. Mejia with a leadoff single, his second hit of the game. And now Kevin Padlo is the batter. Rainiers have Nick Ramirez warming up in the bullpen. Now Marciano with his pitch to Kevin Padlo, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch down in the dirt for a ball, 2-0. Comes the 2-0 to Padlo. He'll have the green light here. Marciano is set, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off, and the count goes to 2-1. Now Marciano and Knapp talking on the mound. Rainiers trying to get a W in a series opener, which is something they have been very good at this season. Now the 2-1 pitch is inside, ball three. And on the road in particular, the Rainiers have gone 7-2 in the first game of the series on the road this year. Now the 3-1 bounced foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, runner at first base. And the pitch is chopped towards third, fair ball down the line. Matheson couldn't reach it. Mejia's around second. He's going to third. He will be held there. In at second base with a double is Kevin Padlo, and the Rainiers have runners at second and third with nobody out at the top of the ninth inning. Kevin Padlo chops a double down the third baseline. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall hit the go-ahead three-run homer his last time up and is 2-for-3 tonight. Infield drawn in, and the pitch from Marciano in there for a strike. Wall's already filling up the box score tonight, but if he gets a hit right here, drive in two more runs. 0-1 the count. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. This pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Next pitch coming, and it is outside for a ball. 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and Wall is the first out of the inning. An off-speed pitch that caught the upper inside corner of the strike zone. And Wall rung up by the computer, the automated ball strike system. One down in the top of the ninth, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy with the infield in. 1-3, and he yanks one towards left. Going back is Johnson. He reaches up and makes a great leaping grab. But tagging at third is Mejia, and he will score an insurance run for the Red Ears, who now lead it 5-2. Sacrifice fly for McCoy. Could have been extra bases, but Bryce Johnson with a great grab out there, moving back and angling towards the alleyway with a leaping catch. So two outs and a runner at second base for Drew Ellis. Ellis 1-3 with a double and an RBI tonight. 5-2 Tacoma in the ninth inning. The runner takes off for third. The pitch is up and away and no throw. Padlo steals third base. He's had a huge jump for his seventh steal as a Rainier this year, 10th total in the Pacific Coast League. Now the 1-0 inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. And now here's one over for a called strike. Now a swing and a foul back. Two balls, two strikes to Ellis. With Padlo at third and two down in the top of the ninth inning. Now the pitch is up and away, ball three. So three balls, two strikes. Rainiers have Trey Ambergy on deck. Payoff pitch coming to Ellis from Joey Marciano, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that closes out the inning. But the Red Ears tack on an insurance run at the top of the ninth. One run on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Sacramento. It's Tacoma 5, Sacramento 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
On we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Deers trying to lock this one up. They lead Sacramento 5-2. Nick Ramirez comes in a save situation for the Red Deers. 2-2 with six saves on the year, a 2.52 ERA. It's his 34th appearance out of the Red Deers pen. In 35 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 30 and walked 10. Isan Diaz, Kai Tom, and Wyatt Matheson to bat this inning. Ramirez got the save on Saturday when the Rainiers beat El Paso in a one-run game, 5-4. And his first pitch to Isan Diaz is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Now the next pitch showing bunt and taking is Diaz. And the count's even now, 1-1. Looks like Sacramento has moved a pinch hitter into the on-deck circle. 1-1 pitch is swung on and lined towards center. On comes Wall. He reaches down and makes a tumbling catch. And there is the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nice grab at center field by Forrest Wall, who's having a ball game today. Now Elliot Ramos is going to be the pinch hitter for Tom. He's been out recently with a nagging injury and has not played since July 23rd, a little more than a week ago. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Ramos regarded as one of the Giants' top prospects, but hitting just 221 with a 644 OPS this season. Seven homers. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a Ramirez changeup. There's strike two. 0-2 the count. So Ramirez out in front. And the 0-2 pitch is a fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Ramos. And there's the second out in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Deers are an out away from victory. Wyatt Matheson, the batter. Matheson 1-for-3 with a double so far. Right here's lead 5-2, two outs in the ninth, and Ramirez's pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. One and oh the count. And this pitch is over for a called strike. 1-1 now. Next pitch coming from Ramirez. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The Red Deers are a strike away from victory. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And Ramirez fires, and it's lined into center field. A base hit for Matheson, and this one is not over yet. A two-out single to center field for Wyatt Matheson, his second hit of the night. And now Shane Matheny will be the batter. Matheny, 1-for-3 with an infield single so far today. Ramirez is ready, and his first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now Ramirez looking towards first, checking the runner. His pitch, fastball, called a strike. 0-2 the count. And once again, the Red Ears are a strike away from victory. Nick Ramirez ready. And the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball, called strike three. Down goes Matheny, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears are winners tonight by a final score of 5-2. And the Red Ears have won 3 straight ball games, and they'll try to make it 4 in a row with the day game tomorrow at 12:05 p.m. Red Ears win it. 5-2 the final. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Red Ears win. They take this one 5-2 in Sacramento in the opening game of the 6-game series. And the Tacoma Red Ears get a great pitching today from Justice Sheffield and a timely hit from Forrest Wall. And they end up victorious in the opener. Sheffield went 6 innings and allowed just 1 run. The one run he gave up was Austin Dean's long homer in the second inning that at the time gave the Rivercats a 1-0 lead. But the Red Ears evened it up in the third. Forrest Wall reached on an infield single to start that inning and ended up at second base because something went awry when the shortstop Brandon Crawford, major leaguer on rehab, a guy who's won 4 gold gloves, somehow threw it away when throwing the ball back to the pitcher. Bizarre play. And it ended up being really important because Wall was at second base as a result of that. He took third when Mason McCoy flied out to center field and then scored on an infield grounder off the bat of Drew Ellis. So an unearned run because of the error tied it up 1-1 in the top of the third inning. The game remained 1-1 for a long time. Tristan Beck for Sacramento was really pitching well, matching Sheffield inning for inning. We got to the seventh. Brian O'Keefe led off with a base hit to left field. And then Eric Mejia blooped one into shallow left field for a single, and the Raiders had runners at first and second with no one out. That knocked out Beck and meant we were going to the bullpen, and that opened the door for the Raiders. Sacramento brought in Cody Carroll from the pen, got the first hitter out, but then Forrest Wall connected a three-run homer to straightaway center field, his fifth home run of the season. It snapped the 1-1 tie and gave Tacoma a 4-1 lead in the seventh inning. Sacramento got one back at the bottom of the seventh inning when Isan Diaz homered off Phillips Valdez, his 21st of the year, to make it 4-2. But Valdez shook that off, got three outs, turned it over to Fernando Abad, who pitched a scoreless eighth. Rainiers added an insurance run of the ninth when Eric Mejia singled. And then Padlo doubled, putting runners at second and third with nobody out. Then with one out, Mason McCoy hit a sacrifice fly to left field, scoring Mejia to make it 5-2 Tacoma. That was all Nick Ramirez needed. He pitched a scoreless bottom of the ninth to get his team-leading seventh save. And the Red Ears were victorious today, once again, by a final score of 5-2. Here are the final totals in tonight's game for Tacoma. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Sacramento scores 2 runs on 9 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 7 on base. Sheffield gets the win. He's 4-5. Save 2. Ramirez is 7th. Loss goes to Beck. He falls to 4-7. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 32 minutes. The attendance, 4,930. With the win, the Red Ears are now 44-55 on the season, and Sacramento falls to 42-58. Game 2 of the 6-game series is a day game. 12.05 p.m. tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 11.55. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears, and Wei-Chi Wong starts for Sacramento. Again, 12.05 start time tomorrow afternoon. Raiders win at 5-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Red Ears win. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, starting things off, as always, with the Mariners game. The Mariners beat the Yankees today 8-6. Slugfest in the Bronx. Each team hit 3 homers. Eugenio Suarez, a 2-run shot for the M's in the first inning, his 17th of the year. Cal Raleigh belted number 15. Sam Haggerty, though, had the big one. With the score tied 6-6 in the seventh inning, he pitch hit for Jared Keldick and hit a go-ahead homer, his 3rd of the year. That proved to be the game winner as the M's bullpen was able to nail it down. Andres Munoz picking up his 2nd save of the year. So the Mariners beat the Yankees 8-6, the final, and the rubber match of that 3-game series is tomorrow, a day game from the Bronx. Elsewhere in the American League today, the Angels defeat the Oakland A's 3-1, the final score in Anaheim. Jose Suarez, filling in for the traded Noah Syndergaard, went 5 shutout innings and got the win for the Angels. The Blue Jays defeat Tampa in Tampa 3-1. Kevin Gausman went 8 innings and allowed just 1 unearned run, and he struck out 10 and gave up only 1 hit. As the Blue Jays beat Tampa in a battle between wild card contenders in the American League. Tigers hold off the Twins 5-3. Riley Green had 2 hits and 2 runs batted in for Detroit. Baltimore hammered Texas 8-2. Jorge Mateo hit 2 homers and drove in 5 runs for Baltimore. The Red Sox edged the Astros 2-1 as Rafael Devers came off the injured list and drove in both runs, including hitting his 23rd home run of the season. And the White Sox knock off the Royals with ease, 9-2 in Chicago, pounding out 14 hits. Eloy Jimenez had three of them, and he drove in four runs. In the lone interleague game today, the Atlanta Braves were winners 6-3 at Cleveland. Christian Walker hit a three-run homer. I said Atlanta Braves. I meant Arizona Diamondbacks 6-3 winners at Cleveland. Christian Walker with a three-run homer and Alec Thomas with a two-run double. Now the National League, a doubleheader in San Diego. The Padres trading for Juan Soto earlier in the day. He's not there yet, but the Padres' offense celebrated anyway, beating the Rockies in the first game of the doubleheader 13-5. They mashed out 19 hits, five of them by Jurickson Profar. Yu Darvish got all that run support and picked up his 10th win. Second game's a lot closer, tied up 2-2 right now after six innings of play in San Diego. Other finals in the NL, Reds beat the Marlins 2-1 behind the pitching of Graham Ashcraft, who went 8 1/3 innings without allowing an earned run to get his fifth win. Pirates defeat the Brewers 5-3 in Pittsburgh. O'Neill Cruz with a big three-run homer for the Pirates. Nationals traded Soto and then won anyway. They beat the Mets and Jacob DeGrom 5-1. DeGrom came off the IL. Wasn't his fault. He allowed just one run in five innings. The Mets bullpen blew up, and the Nats got the win. Also, the Braves blasted the Phillies 13-1 in Atlanta as Spencer Strider struck out 13 over six innings. He's a Rookie of the Year candidate. Marcelo Ozuna had three hits and scored three runs, and Eddie Rosario drove in five. St. Louis shuts out the Cubs 6-0 behind Adam Wainwright, who went seven scoreless innings to get his eighth win of the year. And the Giants and Dodgers are still playing in the eighth inning. Dodgers 7, Giants 5 is the score in that one. Mookie Betts has hit his 24th home run of the year for the Dodgers. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Sacramento, the Red Ears win 5-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right here's win. They beat the Rivercats 5-2. Tacoma now 2.5 games ahead of Sacramento in the standings. The Rangers are not in the division race, at least not at this time. It would take a long win streak to get them back in contention at the top of the division. And you can't rule that out. It might happen. Things have been looking up recently. The Rangers took 4 out of 6 at home from a good El Paso club, and they win the opener against Sacramento. But the Red Ears now pretty firmly in fourth after having spent a lot of time this year in the fifth and final spot in the Western Division standings. So it's good to see him with the opener here. The Red Ears now 8-5 head-to-head against Sacramento this year. Justice Sheffield, great start. He's had three starts this year in this ballpark, and they have been among his best outings of the year. Today he allowed one run in six innings, walked only one, struck out seven, and picked up the win. The bullpen did the job. Nick Ramirez nailing down another save, his seventh of the year. And Forrest Wall connected on the go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh inning. Quick look at our PCL scoreboard. Some finals are in from the East. Sugar Land beat Round Rock 4-3, scoring the go-ahead run of the eighth inning. Oklahoma City topped Salt Lake 2-1 in Salt Lake City. And El Paso outslugged Albuquerque 13-9. One game still going. It's the contenders in the West. Reno leading at Las Vegas 4-1 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Reno currently leading the division by 2.5 games over Las Vegas. Well, tomorrow's game is at 12.05 p.m. Connor Wade starts for Tacoma. Weijie Wong on the hill for the Sacramento River Cats. We'll be on the air with our pregame show starting at 11.55. And again, daytime baseball on a Wednesday. We'll have it for you live right here on this stream. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma 5, Sacramento 2. Have a great night.